Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I'm Ebony, and I'm so happy that you are here with me today. It is Monday. It is the start of a new week, and I am happy to be here with you. How do you want to show up this week? Do you want to show up full of curiosity and open to possibilities and opportunities, or do you want to show up full of pessimism and not looking forward to anything, seeing the glass half empty all the time? I vote for the first option. I want to show up with curiosity and open to possibilities and opportunities. And that is this week's inspiration. First be curious, then be amazed. This was brought to you today by Carrie Knowles. Carrie Knowles is my guest this week on Motivation to Write. She's an author, and she's more than just an author. She's published 8 books, and she's won like a bajillion awards and been nominated for awards, and she's been doing this since she was like a kid writing. So like professionally, she was writing when she was like a teenager. So I was so inspired by this conversation with her because she mentioned that when she was first starting off, she was writing jingles, of all things. She was writing jingles for commercials, like radio commercials. And then when she was getting her feet wet in the writing industry, she was writing on different topics. Like, I think she mentioned automobiles. She was writing for sports because she said she was just curious about stuff. And so when she was curious, she didn't mind doing the research and learning and writing up these articles about all these different things. And curiosity is so vital to success. Curiosity is so vital to growth, because once you become curious, what does that do? That opens the door to opportunities, because then you begin doing research. You begin talking to people. You begin learning. You begin having new insights. And when you begin to see things in a different way, when you begin to talk to more people, then opportunities begin to pop up for you. When you begin to talk to more people and learn more things, you are growing. You're growing in your knowledge base, and you're probably growing obviously you're growing professionally, but if it's a little bit challenging for you to talk to people or approach people, then you're growing spiritually there too. So it's a spiritual growth. It's a professional growth. And this is the basis. This is what success is. Success is growth. If you think about it, you have a goal, you set the goal. In order to achieve the goal, there needs to be some growth. I mean, if it's a super easy goal, like, you know, and sometimes we have to start out that way, right? But we have like these small wins. So my goal is to, I don't know, we'll just make up something. My goal is to make $500 by the end of the week. And so on day one, I earn $10. And that might seem like nothing. But what did I have to do to meet that $10 mark? I probably had to do something different than what I had been doing before when I hadn't been earning anything, right? So there is some growth involved in any goal that we reach. And that is basically what success is. It's growth. And so I am so inspired by Carrie because she really reminded me of how important it is, not just in your professional life, but also in your personal life. And today I had a very, a very real experience with curiosity. And I'm not sure that I was as successful. Like there was definitely some growth for me today. I didn't lean into it as much as I could have. And here's what happened. I was, by the way, I'm recording this on Sunday. So I met my better half at the beach. We decided to meet at 11 o'clock at the beach. Now the beach is an hour and 40 minute drive for me, and it's about the same for him. And I set my alarm early, woke up early, showered. I looked down at my toenails and realized, oh my gosh, they look atrocious because I hadn't painted them in months. So I painted my toenails. I made myself breakfast. I got a little work done, and then I rushed out the house so that I could be at the beach at 11 o'clock. 20 minutes into my drive, he calls and he says, "Where are you?" And I say, "I'm on the freeway. Where are you?" And he says, "I just woke up." Okay. So I said, "Okay." He says, "Okay, I'm going to call you when I'm on my way. I'm going to get going ASAP. And let's meet at this particular spot." And I said, "Okay." That's all I kept saying. I hung up the phone. I gripped the steering wheel. I was pissed because this had not been the first time where he overslept. This had happened. I mean, it doesn't happen all the time. I think it's happened maybe twice before. And I think the last time it happened was a few months ago. So I was angry, number one, because we were meeting on a Sunday when I really wanted to meet on a Saturday, and I told him this, but he had to work all day Saturday. So I said, "Okay, we'll do Sunday, but can we please do another location? Because I don't feel like driving an hour and a half or to the beach because I already drive far every day to go to work, like 5 days a week." So we looked at, he said, "Okay." So we looked at other locations closer by, but then we realized, oh, there's a wind advisory out here. And yeah, it really sucks to be outside when it's windy. And it's really windy out here. So we decided, okay, we'll go to the beach. So I'm upset after this phone call because I'm thinking, look, I'm sacrificing my Sunday and I'm driving all the way out to this beach and he has the nerve to be just waking up when I set my alarm and I got up early. Like all this is going on in my head, right? And then I got curious about this anger that I was feeling. And I said, "What's the fear underneath this anger?" Because I once heard someone say that anger is just fear under pressure. And I heard another person say that when your values are challenged, you feel angry. So I thought about it. I said, "What's the fear and what values of mine are being challenged?" The fear, the underlying fear, and I kind of had to work backwards from this. I said, "Okay, well, I'm angry that he is late. Not just a little late, but a lot late." And okay, so why? Well, because I took this seriously and set my alarm and was very intentional on meeting him there. So he's not taking it nearly as seriously as I am. And if he's not taking it as seriously as I am, that means he doesn't care. And if he doesn't care, that means he doesn't really love me. Okay. So the fear is that he doesn't love me. What's underneath that? Well, if he doesn't love me, that means I'm not worthy of love. Oh, okay. So the real fear is that I'm not worthy of love. And that fear of not being worthy of love was put under pressure when he phone called and said, I'm just waking up. Sorry, I'm going to be late. Now, what value was being challenged? One of my top five values, and I know what my top five values are. One of my top five values is time. My time. I really value my time. And so when he said that he had just woken up, and I had been responsible and set my alarm and all that, he was not valuing my time, respecting my time. So that fed into the anger too. And that, what's the fear underneath that? If he's not valuing my time, he doesn't care, and I'm not worthy. It really boils down to that same fear that I'm not worthy. And then I started thinking of instances in childhood where I felt the same, because this is nothing new, right? I got this from Gary Zukav's book, Spiritual Partnership. And he says, he and his wife, they both wrote the book. Whenever you feel an intense emotion, like anger or fear, and you're directing it at someone else, ask yourself, have you ever felt this way before? And more than likely, the answer is yes. Yeah, I felt angry with someone before because they did not keep their commitment, their time commitment. And I've felt this unworthiness before. Okay, so if you felt it before, and more than likely you felt it in your childhood, then this person that right now is triggering that is not the problem. They're just the trigger for a problem that already existed before they were even in the picture. So now you got to get to the actual problem. And how do you do that? You get curious. And you start asking yourself, okay, like I did, what's the fear here? And then I realized, okay, this is the 6-year-old me that's upset that either my parents had to cancel something I was really looking forward to, or a friend had to cancel something, or someone said they were going to be late, and I was really like, this is that's just happening again. But it's not really about him. It's about me. And once I understood that, it calmed me down considerably. And then I got to the beach and I walked along the beach for about an hour and 20 minutes before he arrived. And then by the time he arrived, we were able to have a civil, respectful conversation about my pain, my anger, what happened on his end, why he was late, his day. All of that could have gone completely haywire if I had not been curious about my anger. Because I could have showed up in a total different energetic state, like dragon mode, right? Like, so I want to encourage you to first be curious, then be amazed at what you will discover, because you never know what's waiting for you on the other side of your curiosity. It's going to be amazing, though. I can tell you that. It will be amazing, and you will grow. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope that you have an amazing week. I hope my hope for you is that doors will fly open for you. My hope for you is that you will shine so brightly in your community, whatever, in all of your communities that you navigate throughout the week, that people's jaws will drop and they will look at you and say, wow, whatever she has, I want some of that. That is my hope for you. You can follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter at Ebony Haywood. I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Motivation to Write. And you can subscribe to my newsletter at zazo.com. I'm also having, I think I'll plug this in, for my Facebook group. So if you are interested in joining my Facebook group, then please join my Facebook group, because we're having this, no, not this Saturday, but March 26th, a root chakra, live root chakra guided meditation. We're going to talk about all the root chakra stuff. So if you are having issues within your lower body, you're having pain in your knees, your feet, your legs, your lower back, if you are having, if you're experiencing anxiety, depression, some other ones, I'm completely going blank. If you are feeling unstable, not grounded, unsafe, if you are you worried about financial issues, then your root chakra needs some attention. So join us for our root chakra meditation, and so we can begin the healing process. That again is going to be March 26th in my Facebook group. Okay, I think I've talked too much. So have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.